Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a mixed start this morning, a lot of push and pull. What's the feeling out there?
It's all about inflation again. It feels like deja vu, doesn't it? Yesterday, the market got a little head faked by the CPI. The core number looked good initially, but then traders dug in, saw some pockets of inflation, and interest rates shot up. The odds of a September rate cut dropped to just 54%.
I see. So today, all eyes are on the producer price index, the PPI at 8:30. Is this one even more important?
Arguably, yes. This report feeds directly into the PCE price index, which is the Fed's absolute favorite inflation gauge. So this number could really set the tone not just for today, but for the next few weeks. The market is holding its breath for this one.
Got it. And of course, we have tariff talk lingering. Anything new on that front?
The headlines are a bit quieter today, but still present. President Trump mentioned a tariff on pharmaceuticals is likely coming around August 1st. And a report also suggests semiconductor tariffs are on the table. So that's definitely a shadow hanging over the tech space.
Speaking of tech, let's get to earnings. A huge report from ASML Holding. They beat on earnings and revenue, but the stock is getting hammered pre-market. What's the deal?
This is a classic case of it's all about the guidance. ASML beat for the quarter, sure, but they guided third quarter and full year 2025 revenues below what the street wanted to see. The stock is down over 7% on that news. It's a big warning shot for the semiconductor space.
Oof. Okay, let's pivot to the banks. They've been reporting all morning. What's the verdict?
It's a pretty strong showing, actually. Goldman Sachs absolutely crushed it, beating estimates by $1.26. Bank of America beat on EPS too, though they missed slightly on revenue. Johnson & Johnson, a healthcare giant but often grouped in, also had a great report, beating on both lines and raising their full-year guidance.
What about Morgan Stanley? I see they beat, but the stock is slightly down.
That's the nuance, right? They beat on the top and bottom lines, but their investment banking revenue was down 5%. That's a key metric people watch. However, they did soften that blow by reauthorizing a massive $20 billion share buyback and hiking their dividend. So a mixed bag, but the shareholder return is a nice cushion.
Interesting. Let's talk about the big pre-market mover. Brighthouse Financial, BHF, is soaring.
It's up nearly 10%. That's on reports that the private equity firm Aquarian is in talks to acquire the company. M&A activity is always a great catalyst, and traders are jumping on that one this morning.
Any other headlines catching your eye?
Definitely. There's a report that President Trump is set to sign an executive order to make private investments available in 401k plans. You'll want to watch names like Apollo, KKR, and Blackstone on that news. That could open up a huge new pool of capital for them.
Wow, that is a big deal. Okay, let's get a feel for the broader market sentiment. What are the key levels you're watching for the S&P and NASDAQ?
The overall tone is cautiously optimistic. You can feel it in the tape. For the SPY, the key resistance is right around 623. We need to break that to see a real leg up. Support is holding firm at 620. For the QQQ, watch 557.5 on the upside, with support down at 554.5. The fact that the VXX, the fear index, is bleeding lower tells me traders are willing to take on some risk today, but they'll be ready to hit the sell button if that PPI number comes in hot.
So what's the trade idea for today? What are you telling people?
I think you have to be nimble. You could play the strength in banks like Goldman, or maybe look at Johnson & Johnson on that strong guidance. But honestly, the main event is that 8:30 PPI number. Everything could change in a heartbeat. The bullish scenario is the PPI comes in cool, tech catches a bid, and we break those resistance levels. The bearish scenario? A hot number sends rates higher, and we test those support levels very, very quickly. Don't be a hero before the data.
Great advice. It's a market that demands focus. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. Good luck out there.
Trade smart, stay informed, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.